T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now that we're in our forever home, Jay, we can put up Christmas lights on our house all the time. Yeah, we just get them hung up once and you just leave them. You just don't turn them on until after Thanksgiving.
If you think we're leaving them up 365 days a year,
you're... just leave them up. We just don't turn them on.
What kind of, you want color lights or white lights?
I mean, the kid in me says colored, but like the adult me trying to just be like chic says white.
I mean, the chic adult you just said leave them up 365 days a year.
We live in the country. I feel like that's who we are now.
You can't be serious right now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Kristen Cavallari with her husband Jay Cutler, and they're going to leave their lights up year-round. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all, thanks a ton for listening. Thank you, Lou Kanellis.
Thank you for having me in.
Great to see you, buddy. We got to get together more often, maybe at your restaurant, maybe a free meal. And then where is your restaurant again?
Over on Wrightwood and Wayne.
Wrightwood and Wayne. And it's called...
You like Greek food?
Avli. I love Greek food.
Avli.
Avli Taverna.
Avli Taverna.
Which means... Is that Courtyard?
Courtyard, exactly.
Yeah, I remember from back in the day. Want to thank Dustin for all that he does, everything he does. Want to thank Ray for filling in. Kevbo's down in the Bahamas. Maybe you'll see him, Lou, when you head down there. He's not. He's at Turks and Caicos. I don't know which one. He might have gone to
the
Caicos
rich go
first.
To Turks and Caicos.
And now we welcome in Dan and Connor.
That means Kevin's at and.
Now I'm curious about Greek food here. This is what it was special, classics or more
modern Greek.
Modern twist on the traditional items.
Ooh.
So saganaki, but not on fire.
Okay.
But instead covered with honey and figs to bring out the flavor of the
How
cheese.
About that? Yeah, that's good. A version of like the brie and raspberry kind of
idea. Yeah, very good.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, Christosis nasty, Alathosis nasty.
Do you do it of Avognolemno?
We have our Avognolemno soup, yeah. We've got prawns in
get out of here.
In a phyllo dough. I mean, there's some really.
Oh, all right.
Come on,
I love
all
a
right.
good phyllo dough. Seriously, that sounds awesome.
And then, you know. Moussaka.
Lamb.
Have you had moussaka?
I've had it all.
All right, so
but
moussaka the original way with lamb shoulder, not with ground beef.
Ah. Ooh. A little more flavorful.
Yeah, yes. Sounds yeah. a lot better.
Come on it's over,
like,
boys.
That's like, that is like the kind of mac and cheese.
Yes.
With
yeah.
the, yeah.
It's like a. Like
it's not
a,
pasticcio.
No.
No, it's almost like a shepherd's pie kind of idea
yes,
to it.
Yes.
Yeah, for
right.
Now, you know your Greek food, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm
if
impressed.
You live in Chicago, there's no excuse for not. Yeah.
You know what?
Greek
I can't
food.
Tell you how many people come in and say, we just want the chicken. Is your chicken
oh,
as good
on.
As Athenian room?
Oh, my God.
Our chicken's
really?
Better that, than Athenian
yeah,
room.
Athenian no. room's good.
And,
don't get me wrong.
I mean, yeah. octopus is just an
octopus
automatic.
Octopus on the menu. Yeah, that's automatic. Exactly.
Spanakopitas.
Yeah, we get. My kids were from as toddlers were into octopus and you know that's yeah. their thing because it was just a little bite sized morsel of deliciousness and they never were brought up to think it was weird.
It's so funny you said that because we had an event. A good friend of mine named DC Crenshaw. I forgot the name of his group, but what he does is every month he takes kids, mm-hmm. and you could have your child in this group. He takes kids to a different ethnic restaurant
oh, great.
In the city to teach them something.
That's
and
great.
We brought out a live octopus, not a live octopus,
but a whole
but
one.
We brought out
games.
The whole octopus. Yeah. And the kids, most of them, there were 14 of them, had never had octopus.
Oh, wow.
And at the great. End of the meal, their favorite part of the whole meal was the octopus.
Sure, because it's great. We did the same thing with our kids. We would do we'd do a different ethnic trip. It's like, look, we live in a world-class eating city. This
yes.
the culinary adventures here. And like going up to Devon for Indian food.
Oh, sure.
And if you up at Tiffin, which is a wonderful place,
yeah.
they've got a glassed-in kitchen where you can see
it's
them
right by Loyola,
working the tandoor.
Where Lou and I went.
And they invited both
and you
kids
hate the basketball program.
In and showed them how to put the skewers in and out of the tandoor and how the naan presses up against the side, and they're like hands-on stuff showing them at the end of the evening. It was fabulous, and so many restaurants love seeing kids there and trying all the stuff. Korean barbecue, all of it.
Master Chef for kids has become so popular. I mean, kids want to become chefs.
I know. It's crazy.
When we grew up, we wanted to be baseball players. Now they want to work in the kitchen.
When we grew up, all we had was chicken a la King and a Swanson.
Swanson pop pie.
Yeah, when Swanson came out with the Hungry Man turkey dinner, that was a big deal, right?
What, remember when microwave pizza came out?
Oh, yeah.
Help. This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration gets your home bone dry in no time.
Heard you guys talking a little bit about the draft coming up. Lou, I am with you 100%. Would not be surprised at all to see Ryan Pace trade up and get himself a pick that he really wants. I don't know if he gets the price. You're right, Mal. The price to move up into the second round with what you've got seems a little bit prohibitive. But he's moved up one spot before and paid a premium for it to get the guy he wants. I wouldn't be, I mean, moving from 87 to, you know, I don't know, 70-something feels like a very Ryan Pace move. It's the one thing we know about his drafts. He's willing to be aggressive if he's got a guy on the board.
Here's where I don't agree with one of our texters and Rich Campbell. I don't find...
Any of our texters, also Rich Campbell. No, I get it. No, I understand. No, I know where we're headed.
Well put.
I know where we're headed. Yeah.
I don't find that speed at wide receiver is such a dire need with this team. I mean, I see running back. I see depth at cornerback.
Listen,
obviously kicker, tight end.
Speed is a dire need for any football team.
I get it.
You always want speed. But
where is it on the priority list?
Well, that's a great question.
Doesn't that answer depend on how Matt Nagy wants to use Cordarrelle Patterson? Like how he actually puts him down on the field and where he actually deploys him as a chess piece.
Everywhere.
I loved it. Right. If the answer is everywhere.
Here, there, and everywhere.
But then you still have to know how often. And I think you're right, Lou. Like they've got plenty of speed around.
He's the most exciting acquisition in the offseason.
Could be.
Unless we don't know what they think Mike Davis is. Because we don't. We don't know how they envision him if they think he's underused.
He's a tougher sell than Patterson, though.
Well, they gave him $6 million, right? I mean, they must think highly of him.
Yeah, I want a running back. I want a multi-dimensional running back because that position, you have to have multiple pieces. You just have to have guys you can just keep putting in that are dangerous and can run.
There are limits, though, to your game day roster. You can't just have that many of them.
I know, but look, they got incredibly lucky with health last year. I don't expect they're going to be as lucky this year.
Bingo. Look at the Chiefs. They had to go through three. I mean, you had Damian Williams step in there and just put up numbers.
Yeah, you need interchangeable pieces just keep coming in and being able to run all your stuff and not telegraphing likelihoods based on what a guy can't do.
Right.
You know, Nagy's whole thing is ideally – your guys are all so versatile and so good. You're not switching personnel groups to give tendencies. You're not changing formations. You are lining everything up, and the defense has no idea what's coming. That's
why Patterson is such an interesting player.
Uh-huh.
Because you can employ him in so many different fashions.
You can flex him into the in and out of the backfield.
That's exactly right. He can run the football. He can run the ball. He can catch that shovel pass. He can go down the field. He can. I think he's going to be open. And I think the way that they use him is going to be fantastic.
And I thought that they would have used Taylor Gabriel more in that manner as well.
I thought they would have used Trey Burton in that matter more as well. Granted, he doesn't have the speed that we're talking about here, but the versatility he does have. And if you're making the right matchups happen for you.
They run the shovel pass play to him. That's designed for him and not designed for Ben Broniker.
That's true.
To run, or else his body locks up on him again, and we don't know when that happens.
And how bad does this team need help at tight end?
How good do you think Adam Shaheen is?
Will we ever find out? I mean,
how bad do you think he is?
Right. I mean, this is it's past time for him
to year three now, right?
Yeah.
Be year three.
Year three.
We need to know more about Jay. Year three should be the big year, and Shaheen as well.
I don't expect
if you don't see it now, you're not going to see it.
But the running back thing's fascinating because you know we're going to talk to Dane Brugler at 9:40, who scouts for The Athletic. But they're all the same guy. There's so many 5'11", 208-pound running backs that run a 4.55. I mean, it just seems there's so many similar guys this year that we're splitting hairs. And some of this is just opinion. Some of this is a team just going to like a guy. A team just going to find a good fit or a quick study. Or somebody they think is
or can this guy do more things? You know, at a slightly higher level.
And maybe Dan,
can they get a fast
to follow up on what you're saying? That's why I think that Pace will make a deal because he has a favorite, like he did with Mitch, And if he feels like his favorite may be taken at the end of the second round,
with you.
He's going to wheel and deal.
Yeah, yeah. They also know that he can be suckered into giving. He falls in love with a guy, and the reputation is already out. That if you send the right signals, that
you're right.
If that's why he's so tight lipped.
That's not a good thing.
The last thing he needs is for somebody to think they've got the drop on him and who his guy is.
He should send all the scouts home now.
John Gruden, get out!
That's hilarious.
Is that an unbelievable move?
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. You know, the theory is that they're trading up for Kyler Murray and they don't want the quarterback to find out. So all the scouts, get out!
Out of here.
Everybody, you stop cleaning the floor. Get out. They just cleared the whole building out while they try to figure out what to do. What else have you?
Some baseball talk is coming your way as well, but we're very excited for the return of Who's Your Guy.
It's back.
The draft segment that has been a staple
back,
of these airwaves.
That is the funniest segment ever.
It's the, right?
It's like, who dated your daughter?
Uh-huh.
Who do you know? Who's, you know, I your buddy who coached said that
it's completely ridiculous, and we love it, and it'll be 11:20 today. Oh. The phone lines will light up with the first batch of Who's Your Guy calls. We do our draft homework together. We open source our draft work.
Get your books out and pretend you know something.
Is that how to do it?
All right, guys, have a great show.
Bye bye.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Christosis Nesty, Alathosis Nesty.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.